Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coach Mark Richt, are you hanging out on the beach eating cheese balls?
I'm actually on the beach now. I tried to go indoors, and that had been why we had a bad connection. So if you hear blowing and people having fun, that's us at the beach.
You live on the beach, right? In northern Florida, am I correct with that?
Yeah, we live in the Destin, Florida area, right on the Emerald Coast. White sandy beaches, beautiful clear water. We love it.
That sounds nice. Just hearing it sounds nice. All right, Mark Richt is with us. So Crowder and I were just talking about it too. So the ACC revised schedule, each team is going to play 10 conference games, one non-conference game. So we were just having this discussion, which we've had for a couple days. We had Tuan Russell on the other day, former Cane. The Canes had a really easy schedule, and now you've got Clemson on the road. You've got – would you – as a, I guess I'll ask you first as a coach. As a coach, would you rather have a schedule loaded with cupcake games because it'll keep you in the top 20, maybe the top 10, make you relevant throughout the season towards the playoffs? Or would you rather have some marquee games like the game against Clemson mixed in there?
Well, here the deal is usually it's set up between the divisions that you'll have Clemson every so often and you'll have whoever else every so often. That's just the way, how it rolls. But all of a sudden you get a new year and things change on you right before your eyes. I think everyone looks at their schedule if they're honest with themselves. The bottom line is you want to get to the championship game, and when you get there, obviously you got to win it. So, you know, whatever gives you the best shot at getting to that game and getting there undefeated gives you the best chance. I mean, my second year there, we're 10-0. I don't even remember what our schedule was, but we were 10-0 and getting ready to play Pitt. And, you know, already in the ACC championship game, if we beat Pitt, even if we lose in the championship game, you know, if we lost in a close one, we still have a shot to be in the top four. So, you know, scheduling is huge. And, I mean, you go all the way back to Bear Bryant and look at some of the schedules they had, and he knew that better than anybody.
But, Coach Rick, with the we call them cupcake games, but you know what we're talking about, the Alabama A&Ms, the UABs, the teams that really shouldn't be on the talent level of Georgia, Miami, the places you coach. Don't those games mean something? Because I played at Florida. You know, I was committed to at UGA. Like, the big-time schools always have the cupcake games. Coach, they have to mean something because y'all always schedule them.
Well, part of the reason why you'd call them a cupcake game is because you're a really good football team and you're expected to win. And but, you know, really the truth of the matter is a win is a win. And if you want to schedule a bunch of craziness out of conference with some other Power 5 teams, it might be sexy and it might even feel good, you know, looking at it in the offseason or selling more season tickets because you got a big home game. But it might be the very game that keeps you playing in the college football playoff. And so you just got to be careful, you know, not to have too much of that. And if you do, it may keep you from getting where you want to go at the end.
You can kind of get a little taste there of a conversation Mark Richt may have had with an athletic director or two, because I could tell the way that you said that. You're like, oh, it may sound good at a boardroom when you're scheduling it, and it may help with your season ticket sales, but that might cause me a college playoff run. Yeah, I can imagine that conversation is not fun.
Because
the AD and the head coach might have two different objectives.
Well, I understand, you know, balancing budgets and things of that nature, too, and you do what you got to do. And, you know, that may be the game, you know, if you turn it around, if you play someone like when we played LSU, you win that game, all of a sudden you're in the top 10 overnight, too. So, you know, those games can catapult you. You know, way back when Coach Bowden went to Florida State in the very beginning, he was playing anybody anywhere just to get some credibility, started winning those games, and all of a sudden, you know, Florida State becomes power. So you got to win those games when you schedule them, that's for sure.
Mark Richt is with us with the ACC Network now and three seasons down here at UM as head coach. What do you think about the 11-game ACC schedule? Do you think it can actually happen?
Well, I don't know about that. I think it makes sense. You know, I'm a little concerned about the schools that you call cupcake games, because the reality of the college football world is those teams need those games to make budget. And I don't know how many schools are going to fall by the wayside, you know, not being able to play a team because everybody says we're not going to play them. And I get why that is the case, but, you know, I was on the American Football Coaches Association Board of Directors, and, you know, every level of football is represented there, and those guys need those games to survive. And I'm always for those games. And you need, if you talk about strength of schedule, you should play them because of strength of schedule. My suggestion was, hey, let's let you play at least one game and maybe two that don't even count in your strength of schedule. You can call it a cupcake game, whatever you want, but it's also a way to keep these schools in business, and it won't count against you when it comes to your strength of schedule.
And Coach Richt, the thing we're seeing with sports, Coach, is that like the bubble thing's working. WNBA, you know, NHL, NBA, they're having less positive tests in the teams, you know, MLB, that aren't bubbling the players. So when college football or just football starts back, you want to kind of, if you want to call it bubbling your players, Coach, can you speak on how difficult it would be to take 90 college football players and somewhat try to create a bubble for them, Coach? Because I remember when I was coming to UGA with the Leonard Popes, with the Boss Baileys, with the Tony Gilberts, with the Randy McMichaels, with the Odell Thurmans. Coach, it would be hell to try to bubble a Odell Thurman. Like,
no, we never could.
How difficult would,
like, you name some names there, baby.
Yes, sir.
You named some challenges there. And you were one of them.
Coach, I was right there with him.
Damn right he was.
I was right there in Tony Gilbert's apartment, right there at 3 a.m. but
no,
Coach,
you weren't there. You weren't there to talk him out of something, right? You were there to talk him into something.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Coach. We made Benjamin Watson get in a fight because he just had to stop it one time on one of my visits. Because, like, Randy McMichael and me wanted to fight, and Big Ben Watson was like, y'all are not going to fight. And when Ben Watson says something, you don't do it. So the fight never happened. But we got Ben involved in some foolishness. So I know it's going to be tough to bubble these guys.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, I was excited
about
that.
Did we lose him, Solana?
Yeah, guys, we lost Coach.
Oh, all right. Man. Well, he gave us a few good minutes. I don't want to cut more into his beach time.
Just think about that. Like, he knew I was trouble before I even went to Georgia.
I think it's great. Well, they know. I mean, they're not stupid. Like, they do their homework.
Yes, and that was my crew. Randy McMichael, Fred Gibson, Odell Thurman, that was my crew. Yeah, I think all of them have been arrested.
You guys in a bubble in college. Yeah.
You're not going to do it. You can't do it.
So great. All right, we'll let him go. Let him go enjoy his
Ron Zook would have had a heart attack if this was 2003 and I was at Florida.
Running from room to room, apartment to apartment, 24 hours a day.
Crowder, where you at? Coach, I'm in Ocala. There's some bad ones down here. Get your ass back to Gainesville.
So great. All right, well, we thank Mark Richt. He tried to make some time for us, but he's on the beach, and I don't blame him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.